It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. First up, an announcement regarding technical matters. For the next few weeks, we are likely to have outages on 90.9 WEKH from Hazard as a result of tower work being done by our landlord, KET. These outages will be happening during daylight hours on days when the weather permits work on the tower. They are unavoidable as a matter of safety for the tower crews. You will find more information on the WEKU Facebook page and at weku.fm. We had some responses to last week's Eastern Standard Show on conflicts between religion and medical science. Both of them were posted on the website at weku.fm. First up, from Ken, as a former Christian Scientist whose 9-year-old sister died from treatable pneumonia while our parents refused to seek medical care, I find the church's refusal to engage in this discussion cowardly. The statement from the church that the moderator read on the air is a relatively recent stance the church has taken to protect itself from legal prosecutions and lawsuits. If the church is so neutral on whether or not a member seeks medical care, then why has it spent decades lobbying the federal and state governments for special exemptions for its members to withhold medical treatment and just use prayers instead? This comment came in from Marion. The choice of the Christian Science Church representative to sidestep this opportunity to defend the church's stand raises questions about its ability to defend the position that is so central to its faith. We're interested in your feedback. Write to us at any time at weku at eku.edu or call 859-622-1657. You can also post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in again next Monday at 6:31 and 8:31 a.m. or 5:33 p.m. for listener feedback on 889-WEKU.